Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Gonder settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gonder. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Brock reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Brock steals third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Santo moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Christopher moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Stewart, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cisco takes first base on ball 4. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Smith. The throw from Burpell and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive towards first. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jesse Gonder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMillan. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Gonder and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sisco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sisco bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Christopher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Gonder moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Stevenson pinch hits for Galen Sisco. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. 2 outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.